On your fireplace, did you have a place up above it where you could put pictures?
Called the mantle board.
Uh-huh.
We sure had it. Set that old 8-day clock up there, too.
They're nice things, aren't they?
Yes, they're antique, and we kept that for years and years and years. And now, when I left off of that farm, I moved into what's called a boxed house, and we used wood heaters. Mm-hmm. Stovepipe come through the ceiling and roof down to the top of your stove.
Mm-hmm. Did the metal just go right out and go out in the air?
The metal.
Yeah, the metal stove.
Yeah, it passed the smoke. It's just a stovepipe, you know. One joint sat on top of the other until it went out the top. Mm-hmm. But you had a tin flue up there for it to go through, keep it from setting the roof afloat. Mm-hmm. And I've had that ever since. That is when I was living in the country, you know, farming. And after I left there, come to town, of course, I've had gas. Mm-hmm. I've just been living in Ardmore since 1944. Mm-hmm. When I quit farming, I bought me a home in town. I've been right here. I think it's 17 years this July. You would figure it's July of 44, I guess 16.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever burn coal?
We did for statehood, but I wasn't married then.
Uh-huh. When did you carry your coal in?
Had a big coal bucket with a handle on, a bale on.
One of those spouts out in front?
Yes.
You had
a bale on, see, like come across this way. And then right here you had a handle.
Uh-huh.
But you pick that bale up that, and then when you bring that full of coal in the house, and when the coal heaters needed the coal, well, you just pick that up over and over again, just go in and shake out what you want.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did you have any trouble with that old black stuff when you had your stove or your
burning coal?
No, burning wood.
Well, we had a stud all right, but it wasn't so bad in the warm heat of the day. Well, it's fall down, and after it got so bad, well, I let the fire die down and take a broom or something and sweep it down off your fireplace. That's to keep getting out of the house so bad, and then they bring it right on out, you know, and catch it, take it away.
Mm-hmm. When you burn wood, did you ever do anything with what was left over? When you cleaned your fireplace out?
The ashes?
Uh-huh.
When I lived in this log house, I moved in it in 1915, February 1915. Times was hard, and money was scarce. And I built what we call an ash vat. And I built it with one end higher than the other. When I take the ashes out of the fireplace, well, the wife would, she'd just go and pour them over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the lower end of it, she had a vessel set there.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be surprised that the lye would drip out of that in a more rainy spell.
Uh-huh.
She used that lye to clean the stuff. In other words, it answered for soap.
Did you ever put that on corn?
No. She just used it in washing work clothes. Boy, it'll do the job if you haven't got no lye or soap.
Oh yeah, I imagine.
Yes, sir. Lye water, they call it.